Hi, this is Jeff Siegel, the wine curmudgeon. You can buy The Wine Curmudgeon's Guide to Cheap Wine on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, at the Apple site, and at winecurmudgeon.com, home of The Wine Curmudgeon.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo-Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine & Dine. We are coming full circle with Jeff Siegel, nationally known wine writer, whose work has appeared just about everywhere wine writing can appear, on the internet, in magazines, in newspapers. He has taught wine at Dallas's Cordon Bleu, and he's one of the co-founders of Drink Local Wine. And we talked to him, it was the beginning of the year, when he was doing his crowdfunding for The Wine Curmudgeon's Guide to Cheap Wine, and it is now available. And Jeff is joining us to talk to us about that experience. And Jeff, before we started recording, you said that the old-fashioned way of publishing, i.e. you have a book in hand, the payment schedule and knowing how many books you sold is so different from now this internet version.
Well, in the traditional book publishing method, and everyone who's ever done a book with a traditional publisher can tell you the exact same stories, is it would take 6 months to get a royalty statement. So you'd get a book, you have a book come out in the fall, and in 6 months you'd get a royalty statement to see whether you'd earn back your advance. And you really had no idea how many books, unless you're Stephen King or John Grisham or somebody, you really had no idea how many books you sold for 6 months, a year, 18 months, and sometimes you didn't see any money. If you saw any at all, you didn't see any for a year.
Oh, wow.
With the new internet version of self-publishing, which I was dragged to kicking and screaming, and I'm so glad I did, I will get a check in 45 days for everything that's been sold in the first month the book's been, I gotta wait 30 days, and 45 days after that, I should get a check. You can't beat that, Lynn, I'm telling you.
So is this printing on demand, or is this an electronic e-version?
Well, I'm going to have three versions of this thing.
Okay.
Right now, the book's available. The Kindle version is available on Amazon. The Nook version is available on Barnes & Noble. Apple, for some reason, takes 2 to 3 weeks to get it up on its site. So the iPad version's not available yet. There'll also be a print-on-demand version for if you want a traditional paperback. I think that's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble now. It's kind of weird. If you go and look, it's kind of vague about whether it's there or not. But if anybody wants to try The Wine Curmudgeon's Guide to Cheap Wine, go look on Amazon, order the traditional paperback, and let me know whether you can get it or not.
Okay.
And then I will also have some traditional paperbacks that should be on the new and redesigned Wine Curmudgeon website, and that'll be available about the middle of October.
Okay.
I've got all my bases covered, Lynn.
Wow. So, I mean, one must be so knowledgeable, even if, as you say, you're dragged kicking and screaming, you just kind of learn all this stuff as you need to and as you go.
Well, I knew a little bit about the traditional publishing business because I had done some books in the 90s in one of my other careers. At one time, I was going to write one nonfiction book a year and write one mystery novel a year, and then the publishing business changed, and that didn't quite happen, and I kind of ended up in wine. But I've also been very, very fortunate. There's a good friend of mine, a guy named Paul Gerald in Portland, and Paul has self-published a couple of books this way, and Paul guided me through the process. And so Paul's the expert in this, and I just asked stupid questions, and he was patient enough and answered them.
Oh, you are lucky, lucky. That you, yeah, definitely. That made this easier.
It made it tremendously easier, and then Paul recommended a person to do the layout because, without boring everybody with this, but a Kindle version's got to be laid out differently than the Apple version, which is laid out differently from the Nook version, which is laid out differently from the traditional paperback version, and Paul steered me to some really good people who could help me with that. So.
And was all of that then in the price of what you were trying to raise the funds to pay for that?
Yeah, and the way budgets work, I raised $8,000 on Kickstarter, and that pretty much, it maybe cost me a little bit more than that. I haven't gone quite through all of the numbers yet because I'm still paying a couple of bills, and when it's all done, I'll sift through it.
Okay.
But it's just basically what it comes down to is if I had put $8,000 of my own money out, I would have had to sell 800 books to break even. And I'd like to think that I can sell 800 books to help people figure out how they can go to the grocery store and buy a quality $10 bottle of wine.
Okay, so let's talk about the content of the book. And you say on the front here, everything you need to know about cheap wine from someone who has made it their life's work and isn't embarrassed about it. I agree with you, man. If I can get two bottles of wine for $20 instead of one bottle of wine, I'm there with you.
One of the things, and thank you, a lot of things went into this book. One of the things is my brother, who actually can buy expensive wine, kept telling me, because I know so much about cheap wine, I need to write about cheap wine. Mm. What I wanted to do with the book is I didn't want to just have another book of listings, another of go buy this wine and go buy this. So
okay.
The point of the book is it's not a wine book. It's a book about wine. It's a book about the process.
Okay.
Here's how the wine business works. Here's what the wine business does to confuse consumers. Because it's easier for them to sell wine that way if the consumer's confused. You know, here's the tricks, here's the tips. So it's about the process. So at the end of the book, you can read the book and go, oh, wow. Yeah, now I can feel a whole lot more confident about going into what I call the great wall of wine at the grocery store, or going in and talking to somebody at a wine shop and saying, listen, I like X. What do you have like X? It's about the same price.
How many pages is the book?
One of the great things about self-publishing, Liz, is that you spend many, many nights lying in bed wondering about page count. I wrote 5 books for traditional publishers. I had no idea how long they were. This is 144 pages.
Whoa, are there graphics?
Some really terrific graphics.
Okay.
And factoids and infographics done by a woman in Dallas, Jeanette Neal, who just outdid herself with this. And she's also the one who designed the cover and did a terrific job.
Okay, now it's something that's occurred to me in listening to you talk, which I bet you've already thought of this, but I want listeners to think of this also. So in addition to the Wine Curmudgeon's Guide to Cheap Wine for Consumer, there are a heck of a lot of people that are working in restaurants, especially small mom and pop sort of restaurants, where the person who's doing the wine purchasing doesn't really know that much about wine. And maybe they could learn a few tricks of the trade by reading this.
And, you know, that's a very good point. My target demographic is actually the beginning wine drinker, because they're the people who are intimidated and they're the people who are scared. I talk about this in the book. I did a blog post about a year ago with a 20-something woman in California who wrote a very famous blog post on a blog aimed at 20-something women about how confusing wine was, and that kind of galvanized this in my head. But this is a book for anybody who's confused about wine, for anybody who doesn't understand the difference between Cabernet and Merlot, or why there's a difference, or even if it matters that there's a difference.
Yeah.
So that's everybody from the beginning wine drinker to somebody who wants to learn more about wine. And like I say, it's about the process. It's about here's how the system works. Here's how the breakdown on the cost of a bottle of wine. Here's the 3-tier system and how it works and why you can't buy some wine that you want to buy.
Mm.
And here's, if you want to look for value, here's how to look for value.
Do you read Letty Teague's column in the Wall Street Journal?
Oh, every once in a while, but, you know, journal, her stuff and my stuff don't always have a lot in common.
Well, I guess my question is leading up to, did you see her column about a month ago when she was talking about the survey that Tom Work's organization put out, and I forget what it's called exactly, where they're basically took a survey of, I don't remember how many people it was, 1,000 people, 1,400 people, something, of what are your biggest problems, or what do you like about the wine, how, and the industry in the state that you live. And it ranked states and gave them grades, A, B, C, D, E,
right.
F.
Yeah, no, I am familiar with that group's work, Tom Work and David White at the Terroirist, and what they're trying to do. And I think that's terrific, and I'm actually going to write something on that on the blog. I've been trying to figure out when to get it in. But to me, most consumers don't even know that there is a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
And because it's so... complicated. And the analogy, the example I always use is if I want to go buy a pair of tennis shoes or I want to go buy a computer, I go to the internet and I do a couple of clicks and it's at my house tomorrow.
Yeah.
And shipping is free and I can return it and I don't have to worry about it. You can't buy wine that way. Wine is one of the only consumer goods that's restricted. And most people don't know that it's restricted, and then they don't understand why. And so that's what I'm explaining. You go, if you go to dinner and you love that bottle of wine that you found at a restaurant, and you go to find it at a store and it's not there, I explain why that is.
Okay, we only have a couple seconds left. Do you promote local wine?
There's actually, in the back of the book, there are some essays. And of course, Lynn, you know me. I could not write anything about wine without explaining why regional wine and local wine is important.
Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Jeff, this has just been wonderful. Jeff Siegel, the author of The Wine Curmudgeon's Guide to Cheap Wine. You can purchase it now online. And we thank you so very much for your time today.
Thank you, Lynn. It's always a pleasure.
We will have links up for you to learn more. I think this is a great way to go, man. You can, you know, like he said, you don't need to be listening to people tell you exactly what wines to be drinking. Empower yourself with information. You can make the choices yourself. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.